재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵
It's the longest running radio show in TBS EFM history.
I love listening to Steve. He is wise, goofy, and I feel like he is my uncle.
Steve is my dad name.
That's a coincidence.
I need the Steve Hadley show to keep me awake after lunch and for a good laugh.
Very relative to English speakers in Korea.
Steve Hadley show, 대박!
It's definitely family friendly.
Most fun radio show I ever heard. Very informative, from boring history facts and juicy Hollywood celebrity stories, and that they have like great job to do it in a very fun and then very lightly way. So I think this is a perfect show to learn English.
I love
Steve Hadley show.
The Steve Hadley show.
The Steve Hadley show.
Hour number two of the Steve Hatherley Show. You're listening to us on EFM 101.3 in the Seoul and its surrounding areas. GFN 98.7 in Gwangju, 93.7 FM in Yeosu, and 90.5 in Busan. Thank you so much for staying with us for hour number two midweek on this Wednesday afternoon, February 9th for 2022. And today we want to know about your favorite winter sports. Or maybe if you haven't tried a list of winter sports, is there one out there that you would like to give a shot? You think to yourself, yep, this is the one. If I have to pick one, this is the one I want to try. Think about those things and then share your thoughts with us. Text in pounder sharp 1013. That will cost you 50 or 101, depending on the length of your text. You can DM us at Instagram by searching at the Steve Hatherley Show. Visit our YouTube live stream. Go to youtube.com and search TBS EFM Live or the Steve Hatherley Show. Both of those searches send you straight to us. You can log in there, leave us a comment there, and doing that might get you one of the 10,000 won coffee vouchers that we will give out before the end of the show. We'll find out about your favorite winter sports or the ones you'd like to try after Jamiroquai canned heat.
Hi, I'm Jay. I'm a college student, and my favorite winter sports is ski. I have played ski since I was 10. My father really loves the sport, so he used to take me to a ski resort every winter when I was a little child. The activities were actually really fun. I think it's one of the easiest and most exciting winter sports to play. Anyone can learn how to play the ski in a day, but the only problem is that skiing is not cheap. You need the equipment to play the sport. If you don't have your own ski equipment, you have to borrow it. Since I'm just a college student, I can hardly afford to go to play ski every winter, like as I used to do as a child. So I literally have to save for months to enjoy it.
Here's what I think.
Hello, my name is Jenny, and I'm from Seoul. I am a graduate student. So my favorite winter sport is snowboarding. I started snowboarding when I was in elementary school, and back then I first learned from my brother. We used to go every weekend during the winter time. Nowadays, obviously, I can't go that often because, of course, there's the pandemic, and I try to stay at home as much as possible. I love snowboarding because, first of all, I love the snow. And there's this nostalgic feeling I get whenever I go to a ski resort because we used to go skiing every year as a family since I was in kindergarten. And we had such a great time. So every time I go there, I get these happy and exciting emotions. Most of all, I enjoy the thrill and cool breeze that I get while coming down the slopes. This year, I couldn't enjoy snowboarding, but I very much hope that all this pandemic is finally over soon and I can go next winter. Thank you.
Here's what I think.
Hi, I'm Rachel and I currently reside in Seoul and I am an interior designer. A winter sport that I have always wanted to try out is ice hockey. I first came across ice hockey while living in Canada. Canadians truly love and enjoy playing this winter sport, and it immediately captured my attention. Now that I have the time to spend in a hobby, I really want to try playing ice hockey out. Unfortunately, It is not as popular as some other sports in Korea, where I currently live in, so it is difficult to find a suitable place to play it. I have always been fascinated by team sports and love the adrenaline spike while playing team sports. I sincerely hope that I one day get to play ice hockey.
목동, Rachel. That's the answer to your query.
Just turn up with your skates.
Well, our team was, I mean, now there's so many members that you have to sign up on the internet first.
Okay.
To say that you, to claim one of the spots.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's the way it used to be. Oh, is nice. That if you turned up at the time when we were playing and said, hey, can I join? Then we would always say, yeah, sure.
Oh, well, that's
why
lovely.
Not? But we haven't played in a very, very, very long time, obviously, COVID related. Miss that.
Mm. I think now there's more and more ice hockey clubs popping up for kids, like in the wealthier areas and at international schools. I know a lot of the students go after school on the bus to an ice rink.
Yeah, I mean, it is an expensive sport to get involved with for sure, because you have to buy the skates and then you have to buy all of the equipment.
Sticks and everything.
Sticks, and then there's so much more. There's the shin guards. Those are those hard plastic things that cover your shins.
Don't you have like all these shoulder things? Shoulder. And gloves and helmet, everything, right?
All of it.
You're just covered.
All of it. You are covered from head to toe, yeah. And it costs about, I'm not sure for children's equipment, but probably about $1,000.
My goodness.
To outfit you.
Are the skates like specific for hockey?
Skates are specific, yeah. Figure skating skates are not the same as hockey skates.
You couldn't really use
them. Not at all. Oh, nor could you figure skate in hockey skates.
I'd love to see that. Ice hockey players doing the figure skating.
You wouldn't be able to jump very well. Did you know that figure skates have the front part of the blade?
Yeah.
It's not a smooth surface. It's like a jagged edge.
Oh, to give you some grip.
So that when you plant that in the ice, that's how they get the leverage to push up. To get that torque, if you will, so that they can boost themselves up into the air. Hockey skates don't have those. You wouldn't be able to jump at all.
Do they have springs as well?
Hockey skates?
No, the figure ones to give you a higher jump.
No.
Nope. Like a giant cartoon one.
That's little jump.
You really don't know anything about ice skating, do you?
I am terrible. I am the worst skater there is.
We should have lied, Kate. We should have said yes.
Yeah, there are.
What they do is they take the springs out of bed mattresses and then they attach them to your heels.
That's upcycling.
Yeah. Jenny, the snowboarder of the future, perhaps, or current snowboarder already, but doesn't do it as much anymore. Every weekend with the family.
Aww.
That's a lot. And since elementary school, so I'm assuming she's very good at it.
Yeah, my family used to do that too, although not at that frequency, not every single weekend. But yeah, it's just kind of fun as a kid, you know, get in the car with the parents and your siblings if you have, and off to the mountain you go, and you kind of get that freedom too as a kid, because you're not, your parents don't, I mean, maybe now it's a different time, so maybe it's a little bit different, but when I was a kid, my parents would just say, okay, see ya.
And you just go up on the slope.
Just go by yourself.
And then you meet them like a couple of hours later or something. Wow.
Yeah, it was awesome.
As a parent, like, we go to the ski resorts, but we've never got them skiing or snowboarding so far. So my son's what? He's 9.
I think this would be the perfect time to learn.
Yeah, I said, do you want to? And he's like, next year. He did say that last year and the year before.
He's nervous.
I don't know. Like, it seems like he'd rather play his smartphone.
I say force him.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just push him on there.
Yeah. Force him one day.
Okay.
And if he really hates it, never do it again. But I would say force him to try it, because I think that's a good way to get kids involved in stuff that they might be a little bit hesitant
to
get.
Give him a gentle shove.
Yeah. Do it with him.
Yeah, I would love to. I was thinking that. Well, I'm not going to love the next day, but I would love the time when we're skiing together.
Because when you're a kid, there's two advantages. Number one, you're fearless. And number two, you're already close to the ground.
Not high to fall,
I mean, you can still injure yourself, of course.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you fall, you don't fall that far, so.
Right. I'm going to tell him that, yeah.
And then Jay, skiing. But, yeah, again, expensive, just like hockey. To have your own ski stuff or your own snowboard stuff is just really expensive, right?
It is really expensive. I mean, I think in Korea, the rental thing is done really well. Mm. So it's easy, like, on the way. on the side of the road, you'll see a lot of rental shops that you can just kind of stop by, get something that fits you, use it for the day, bring it back on your way home. Mm-hmm. It's really easy to whip in and out. But if it's anywhere outside of that, I believe it might be actually quite difficult to rent.
Mm.
And you would probably need to buy your own equipment, right?
Well, did we not hear from someone last week who texted in and said that they tried to go skiing or snowboarding during the holiday?
Yeah.
And when they got out there, there were no rentals available.
Oh, no.
All the way out to Pyeongchang.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Thank you, Jay, Jenny, and Rachel, for your answers. Let's see what you say about this, your favorite wintertime sport or the ones you'd like to try. 0657 says, cross-country skiing. I want to get in shape. Thank you always for making the show very exciting every time. Well, thank you for the compliment. Yeah, cross-country skiing. I talked about it in the opening of the show. If you have any desire to get in shape, that would be 1,000,000% a guaranteed way to do it.
I already feel like I'm out of breath just watching them.
Well, when you look at the cross-country athletes, right, they're kind of built like tanks. Mm. Do you ever notice that?
Oh, no, not tanks.
Their muscles are big and strong, and they are supreme athletes.
Wow.
It looks like a very hard slog, though. Like, coming down a mountain on skis, that looks fun.
Mm. Yeah.
Cross-country skiing, that looks like work.
Yeah,
like, it does. I'm going to the office.
Yeah, it does. And it is. It totally is, yeah.
Leon says, my favorite winter sport to watch is short track speed skating, but the winter sport I'd like to try is the luge, because the track looks like a giant slide. Wow, didn't know figure skating featured for so long already in the Olympics, and I just checked, and figure skating was first contested at the 1908 Summer Olympics.
Mm.
Interesting fact.
Interesting. I wonder how they pulled that off. another one, Kate, you can choose here.
4283 says, 해보고 싶을 건 half pipe.
Oh.
좋아하는 겨울 스포츠 스키보드 타기입니다. 스노보드 타기입니다. So I think they already love to snowboard, so maybe they want to try the half pipe.
Wow.
Yeah, that's another level.
That is.
That's one that I have. I can snowboard okay, but I've never tried the half pipe before. I'd like to. I think it would be fun because you can control how... You can control your speed and you can control how dangerous you want it to be in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, side note, I think Chloe Kim won this morning.
Did she?
She was leading. That's all I know. But the reason I speculate that she won is because her lead was pretty significant. She had a 4 or 5 point lead over the second place snowboarder. It was the half pipe competition. And that was after her first run. I think she scored 87. Her first run was so awesome.
Wow.
When you watch, this is just me, I'm no half pipe expert, but when you watch Chloe Kim and then you watch everybody else, it seems like they're not even in the same competition.
No.
They played a different sport.
Do you know what I mean? And I was watching the Canadians go too, and they were fine. But it's just, I don't know, it's just another level when she's on. She's really great.
There's some people that even if you're not an expert, you can just see the supremacy of it. They're just on another level. It's more clean. Yeah. Something's more like put
she's
together.
She's faster. She jumps higher. She spins more. Everything. Yeah. Everything. Yeah.
She qualified, I think, in first place for the final.
Okay, that was a qualification today. Yeah. All right. Very well done. All right, another one here. 5319 says, hi, Steve. I would like to try winter sports like ski jumping and freestyle skiing. Mm. They look awesome, but we know for sure that they're hard to learn and would take a lot of practice. But it's free to dream, so why not make it wild? Who knows?
Exactly.
I might be able to do them someday.
Exactly.
Like Kate, you can join Kate on the ski jumping team.
Yeah, just go all in. 3016 says, when I was young, liking to skate. I haven't skated, though, for 10 years because I don't have friends who skate, I assume. Not just in general, I hope. These days, I want to ski at a resort for my health.
Yeah.
Skiing is a real good workout as well.
Yeah, there's just so many people at the ski resorts
here. On the weekend.
Right, on the weekends. Yeah, it's jam-packed these days.
Uh-huh. 5466 says, 겨울 스포츠는 역시 눈썰매가 최고죠. 오늘 아들 졸업했어요. 아들 사랑하고 축하해. Congratulations are in order because 5466's son just graduated today.
Congratulations.
Like wow. Love the son and also congratulations to him. And the winter sports that they would like to try is snow sledding. Is that like a sport though?
Why not? It's active, that's for sure. You do that with the kids all the time,
yeah,
right?
They should have that as an Olympic sport. Like all these adults sitting on the sleds, holding the rope.
I think that would be fun, yeah. All right, keep your answers coming in. Plenty more answers to read out, but we'll save them until later on in the show. Tell us today, what is your favorite winter sport? Or if there's one out there that you would like to try, you can let us know that as well. When we come back, we get bit busted on a Wednesday afternoon. Here's Mr. Probst's Waves.